This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Governor John Bel Edwards met with U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson Thursday, acknowledging the massive recovery task that lies ahead.
As many are still waiting on waters to recede, others are just now beginning the process of ripping out carpet, wet drywall, and removing damage from their homes.
After the governor's press conference, I stopped by Together Baton Rouge to get results from their online survey regarding the flood damage. Director of the Community Advocacy Group, Roderick Baggert.
We probably are having more experience with what people are dealing with outside of the shelters than anybody else right now.
What are the needs? Renee Singleton says the comments from one resident reflected the majority of what they're hearing.
He said, my immediate need is demolition. He says, I need to get my house gutted.
Folks here remember New Orleans residents' delays in getting back to start the cleanup of Katrina-flooded properties.
I think there are churches that are doing it for their members. What would it mean to set up a responsible, effective, helpful gutting operation?
Part of what we're talking about is have people do safe gutting, right?
Yeah.
And we make sure that they have the right kind of tools to do it right.
That means rubber gloves, dust masks, goggles, buckets, and gallons of bleach to halt the growth of mold.
I don't want to do it if we can't confidently have the materials.
Let me see if the distributor can get it to us.
Calls were made, other calls came in, and within 15 minutes, all but the location for Saturday's base of operations was set. The only other thing left, whether to call it Operation Gut Check or to gutting Baton Rouge. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.